Andrew, such big raps on the way you've gone about things since you've arrived at the club. AFLX gave you a little taste, but some JLT action as well. It's unless you're in your shoes, you don't know how hard it is to go from what you were doing before to playing in the AFL, albeit in the pre-season. Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, it's been a massive change from under-18s footy, where you know you get one or two knocks a game and it's not too quick to... You know, you're blinking at this level and the ball's down the other end and they're kicking a goal. So transition's probably the biggest thing that I've noticed moving up into the next level. And I've been caught out a few times, but I guess that's part of it and I'm just trying to grow and learn from that. And definitely a lot of more harder knocks and, you know, I've come off this game just on the weekend with a sore leg. Got a big corky, so... but I guess that's part of it. You're cracking hard and you're trying to win the footy, so... it's a big step up, but I've got the boys around me supporting me and Adam as well. So, yeah, we're just trying to get through it together.
Ross said you're in the mix for round one, which whether it happens or not, irrespective, you're making good ground and I'm sure you'd love to be at the Adelaide Oval against Port.
Yeah, look, that'd be great. All summer you work hard and try and get a round one spot. But at the end of the day, if that doesn't happen, I'll go to Waffle, I'll work hard. And we've got a really good side running out on the weekend and a lot of boys knocking the door down to try and get a game. So... if it's not me, it's someone else, and I know we'll do well regardless of what team we put out on the park.
Now, we know your famous sporting family name, and that's been well documented, but I'm not sure too many people realise that you've lived with Nat Fyfe and Lachie Neal since you've come to WA, is that correct?
Yeah, so first night we got off the plane and Nat had a big spread for us, and then I was there until Christmas, stayed there for a month, and then after Christmas is living with Lachie Neal, and I'm there for 12 months, so... they've been huge in my growth just over the last few months and yeah, definitely just watching how professional they are, Nat, Brownlow medalist and Lachie, a Doig medalist, you know, it just goes to show that the more driven you are and the harder you work, you know, the more success you'll have in your career and not only just on the football side of things, but as a person, I think I've grown a fair bit. Nat and Lachie have taught me a lot, keeping a level head and things like that, so... Ross goes on about it, growth on and off the field a fair bit, and I'd like to say that both of them have helped me a fair bit and have had a massive part to play in that as well.
Just on growth, and this is not to try and separate the two superstars of the club, but which place do you think fed you better?
well, it's just Nathan and Griffin Logue at the moment living at their house, and Lockie's got a beautiful fiancée, Jules, who cooks for us most nights, so... I'd like to say that, yeah, I think Jules has the chocolates there.
Tell you what, young man, you're very smart on the footy field, but even smarter off it because you'll now be fed and watered beautifully for the next 12 months. It's a very smart answer, Andrew, and that will keep you in good stead moving forward and hopefully make sure that the fiancés give them time to themselves as well.